Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
Welcome back into Drive Time Sports, live from the Sutherland Studios here on 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM. We're going to continue on the high school fall sports realm. Yesterday, we had Emory High School Athletic Director Jake Atwood in. Very busy summer for Emory. A lot of new coaching hires, two of which will be making their debut in the fall, and that's what we're going to focus on here today. We're going to talk Emory Girls Soccer. This segment brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, local people, local decisions, local lender, and a local sponsor of high school athletics. Eastern Utah Community Credit Union bringing you this coach's interview as we bring in first-year head coach Penny Stewart. She'll be taking over the girls soccer program for former head coach Eric Nielsen. Coach, it is great to get you on the show today. I'm really looking forward to the conversation. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coach, it's exciting news. I think anytime there's a new coach and a new era for a program, I think it is exciting. We had an opportunity to talk with Jake Atwood yesterday just about where the program is, and you're stepping in now as a first-time coach here at the varsity level. What's the level of excitement like on your end?
Oh, I'm super excited. As a parent to one of the players last year, I watched them, and they kind of had a rough season last year with a lot of losses. And I'm super excited to work with them and try and get their team camaraderie together and pull them together. Hopefully, we've spent a lot of time this spring and through the summer doing open fields, and so we've upped a lot of pressure on their passing and a lot of pressure on their dribbling skills. So hopefully, we can up our game, and I'm super excited to see where the program can go up from last year. So.
It's so unique in a sense, Coach, because you and I were talking off the cuff, and you basically said, look, I saw a need, I wanted to fill that need, but this is your first time coaching soccer. To me, this in itself is pretty interesting. It's fun. So what are some of the things that you have picked up over the last few years that you look at and say, look, I'd like to implement this. I kind of want this to be our identity. Does anything like that stand out?
I actually watched my older boys play for the Voltage program there over to Price, and I really, really love a lot of the things that Tracy Brady and Robert McCovey have implemented, and Doug Morris with that Voltage team. I really love how they help build trust with each other, and the boys playing together just as friends and working together and trusting each other and knowing each other's game. And I saw that was kind of a lacking aspect to the team last year. They kind of bickered a lot, both on the field and off the field. And so I've wanted to put a lot of passion into helping them understand that they can really work together, and when they're working together for the same good, then they can go anywhere. And I'm super excited to see how watching them better their basic skills can really do that. I don't think that you necessarily have to be a professional to go places, but I do think that when you can put passion and trust in each other, then you can really accomplish a great goal, and that's what I would really like to see these girls do.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. Last season was definitely difficult, but Coach, I'm always a firm believer that there's beauty in that. You know, in the sense, it's hard, I think, in that time frame to be able to find beauty, to be able to find any sort of silver lining. But now that the returners have gotten through that, I think there's a lot to learn from it. And you talk about some of the off-season stuff that you guys have implemented. Have you noticed that the girls really learning from the lack of success that they encountered last fall?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We took them down to the summer games the very first part of June. And I mean, we didn't have very many practices before we got down there together as a whole. We had maybe two or three practices as a whole before we got down there. And just a little bit of trust and working together. I was so impressed to see just a little bit of what we have been implementing so far really come into play, just our passing skills and our dribbling skills. We didn't come away with any wins as far as the scoreboard went, but as a team, we came out of that summer games with great momentum, and I'm super excited to see how that rubber will meet the road through this season. So,
There's no doubt that summer plays such a huge factor. You know, we use the saying all the time. I know multiple coaches have used the saying, at some point, fall or winter or spring are going to ask what you did in summer, right? It's going to be obvious. You're going to see the results when you're out there on the field. And so when you look at the summer months, how happy were you in all with the way the girls, the effort, the commitment, and of course, the improvement, the ascension throughout the summer?
Yeah, I've been super impressed to see how that's really worked out. Some of these girls, that we've got a really, really young team. We don't have very many returning seniors, and we've got a lot of girls that are fresh like me. They've never played before, which I'm super excited about. I can see that they're finding their niche in soccer, and they're finding a family, and I'm super excited to see how that plays out. But yeah, just watching them coming committed to practices regularly through the summer has really, really been beneficial. Their passing is on point, and I'm super excited to see how we can continue to better that way too.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Penny Stewart, new head coach of the Emory girls soccer team. They're set to open up the season on Tuesday, August 6th against Millard. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. Coach, I'm sure that with you being a first-time head coach, putting together that assistant coaching staff was so very crucial. How did you fill that out, and who's going to be helping you on the sidelines?
Oh, my goodness. I'm super excited about that. I know that there are a lot of people in our community that are kind of hidden in the soccer community. And my sister-in-law, Abby Christiansen, she played for, she lived up in Vernal growing up, and she played high school ball, and she knows a lot. And so I'm excited about her. And then Danny Tuttle, Principal Gordon, he pointed me in her direction. She's just moved here, and she played for JUAB growing up, and she's phenomenal too. I mean, I'm super excited. I know that there are a lot more people out in the community that know way more than me about soccer and are very well seasoned, and I am an open book for any kind of guidance or coaching assistance that I can get from anybody in the community. So I'm really, really excited to see these other women come together and help. And the girls have been incredibly respectful of these ladies, and that's been really fun to watch and see happen too.
I've always been told that when you get into the high school realm of coaching is a 10% of your job is coaching. So have you had to handle that paperwork and all the other stuff that goes into kind of controlling a program?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot more. I didn't realize how how much effort and work that these head coaches really do off to the side, and I've been super impressed with Jake Atwood and how much work he really does for all of these athletic programs. Good grief, there's so much paperwork and so many back, you know, behind the scenes things that he does, and yeah, it's a lot of work. So
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it. But, you know, one of the things that's so great at Emory High School, and I'm sure that this just helps with the enthusiasm, right? The facilities at Emory High School are just top-notch.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that, too. I cannot believe how well we're taken care of here. I just drove through Paiute yesterday and was looking at their track and their football field and stuff, and I thought, boy, we're really lucky to have what we have, and no doubt that that's not coming from the sacrifices of the people in our community through their property taxes. So I'm really excited about what we have, and I hope that the people of our community can see that it's beneficial for the kids, because that's really what it's about. It's about them stepping away from high school with these hopefully values and tactics that we can teach them. And so I'm really grateful for what we have. Yeah, there's no doubt we're very, very lucky to have what we have. So
Yes. I mean, for a rural area, when you take a look at the facilities, it is top notch. And you talked about the taxpayers, and that's where it comes from. That's where sports, rural area, high school sports in the community really, really mix, right? That's what makes it so special.
Yep. Yep. And there's definitely a connection there. And I hope that people can see that. And that's one of the reasons I'm super excited about being a coach. I feel like there's a lot of sacrifice that happens on the part of the coaches, and the reason that coaches do that is hopefully to benefit the kids, and then they'll grow up and turn around hopefully doing the same thing. And as a younger sister to head coaches in the Emory High program, I mean, I've got Hugh Christiansen as my oldest brother, and Kirk Christiansen is a wrestling coach, and I've just watched these brothers of mine and these heroes, and I hope that I can somehow pay back like they have paid back, because I do believe that that's what this is all about, is the community and the payback to the next generation. So,
no, for sure. For sure. Coach, I do want to talk about the schedule before I let you go, because we're 3 weeks away from the start of the season. It's amazing how fast this summer has flown by. Tuesday, August 6th, you guys go on the road against Millard. Between now and then, what are some of the things that you're looking to get implemented and some of the things you want to make sure you guys attack?
I really am pushing for another team bonding activity. I know it won't be quite like the summer games, but I would like to get another team bonding activity in, and I'm really pushing for some steady commitment in the girls coming to practice. We haven't, through the summer, you know, everybody's busy and they've got work schedules and family reunions and stuff like that, and all of those things are super important for those girls. So I'm super excited to see, now that, you know, the season's underway, I'm excited to see them actually coming as a whole and committed to that, and to see what we can actually put together, everybody all together, and not just small groups here and there for these open fields. So yeah, that's what I'm excited to see happen. So,
well, then once the season gets rolling, I mean, you guys are very busy. I guess fortunately, if I take a look at the schedule, I think 5 out of the first 7 games are at home. So you guys have a very home-heavy schedule to get things rolling.
Yeah, we do, and they've increased the number of games that we've got this year, so we've got two more games this year, which I'm super excited about, and I can't wait to see the growth that's going to happen from point A to the end of the season. Like, I think it's just going to be really, really fun to watch these girls grow and watch them shine. So.
Now, Coach, I'm thrilled. I'm really excited to see what direction you take this program. I really do appreciate you taking out the time to join us, and hopefully you and I can continue to catch up throughout the season to update the community on the kids. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, no, thank you, Jordan. I appreciate you and all that you do to support us, so thanks.
That's Coach Penny Stewart, again, of the Emory High School girls soccer team. They'll open up the season on August 6th. It's coming up. And that's the thing about the soccer season. It's so bang, bang, bang moving forward. They really condense a lot of soccer in a short period of time. Tomorrow, we're going to continue on the Emory High School Fall Sports Talk. We're going to move over and hear from Carl Jensen. He's the new volleyball coach. He'll join us on the show tomorrow. Let's pause for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We are live from the Sutherland Studios here on 107.3 FM and 750 AM.